Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
You've waited all week. You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off All Over the World.
That's right, it is time for Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Well, let me tell you something, Jeffrey. Strap yourself in with your Miami Hurricanes. You already bought another quarterback.
It's looking good down in Miami for the Hurricanes. Are they just going to keep doing this every year, bring in a guy that's a stud somewhere else to be
the quarterback? Well, if they will, they
will. Yeah, I guess the days of creating your own stars is over for quarterback you. But
so, the Georgia Bulldog, Carson Beck. Well, to me, he kind of finished on a sour note with the Dogs.
Yeah.
He went out like a jabroni.
Well, he got injured. I'm wondering if he's going to be ready for next season for the Miami Hurricanes.
He's not hurt that bad.
All right. So he'll be back. We're going to discuss that. We're going to discuss the NFL, WWE, a way too early look at the 2025 NFL draft, jabronis of the week, and more here on Mouthing Off All Over the World. It was an incredible weekend of NFL playoffs, although they were kind of blowouts, except for one. So we're going to get into that.
I told you the St. Louis Rams are going to do some booty kicking, didn't I?
You did tell me that, and surprising, yeah. It was surprising to me. I have some feelings about that game because I loved the fact that they were supporting the fires. You know, they weren't able to play in Los Angeles because of the fires. But, I must say.
Let's give a shout out real quick, Jeffrey, to the Bidwell family, the owners of the Cardinals. How they stepped up and through sending the two planes in for the families and even the six dogs and the two cats they brought in. They were a class act.
Unbelievable.
And that shows that the NFL does have class people in it.
Yes, I agree. And I wonder how many owners would have rolled out the red carpet as well as they did. They got a lot of accolades. I have some thoughts on that, but we're going to have to talk about that when we get back. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
IBM has entered into a multi-year agreement to become the official fan engagement and data analytics partner of Scuderia Ferrari HP, the most renowned Formula One team, starting in 2025. The partnership brings together two iconic and enduring brands, both driven by a passion for innovation and commitment to progress. IBM and Scuderia Ferrari HP will conceive, develop, and deliver world-class digital experiences to bring racing enthusiasts closer than ever to the racing team, bringing marquee events to life for millions of fans around the world. Sponsored by IBM.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League, presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Now at Staples, find hot deals on HP, America's most trusted printer brand. Whether you need to print invoices or eye-catching presentations, HP delivers with exceptional speed, reliability, and vibrant color. And with HP, replenishing ink is simple. Find HP ink cartridges in-store at Staples or subscribe to HP Instant Ink and never worry about running out. And right now with home and office hot deals at Staples, you can save up to $150 on select HP printers through February 1st.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you get coverage options based on how much you want to pay for car insurance. And then you decide how to spend the rest of your money, because you're in charge. Today, you're going to pay down your credit card bill. But you decide when you'll pay it. Before the due date, so those interest charges don't get you. But you decide if you pay it in full. But you definitely should, because again, interest charges. With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, we'll help you find coverage at a fair price. And then you're in charge. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now then, all over the world.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Well, let me tell you something, Jeffrey. The Ravens invade Orchard Park. Buffalo. Bills. Probably be 37 below up there in Buffalo.
Both of those teams will do just fine in that kind of weather. I know it doesn't get that cold down in Baltimore, but it gets cold enough. I want to say this.
Yeah, but their crab cakes are hot.
One of those teams has to not blow this. These are two guys that are known for kind of not being able to get to the next level. Well, here you go. Here's your shot. One of you has to move on past this matchup. Granted, it won't be to the Super Bowl. It'll just be to the next round, and you're likely to face the Kansas City Chiefs, although I am not at all discounting the Houston Texans.
Well, you know, Houston is my hometown team, so I just got to say this. I'm going to pull for the Texans, but I believe it's going to be a Chiefs blowout. I really do. This is the first time they're that healthy, I guess, since the year started. You better look out. Patrick Mahomes, they say, oh, well, he's got a three-week layover. That's what he needed, a layoff. That's what he had to have to get healthy. And now you better look out. He's healthy. And everybody there is healthy. They're saying, well, he's not throwing down the field. But he's throwing to everybody that's open, and he wins games.
If you want to be a winner like Patrick Mahomes, then I suggest you go to odark30.com, where tactical meets practical. Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style.
Yeah, Texans, you know, you're my boys, but I picked the Chiefs from the start. And I'm telling you, they're going to three-peat. It's going to be a hell of a Super Bowl. And everybody's all of a sudden forgetting about the Detroit Lions.
I don't think they're forgetting about them. I think that everybody... So, like I said, going into this, the Minnesota Vikings were looking so good with a chance to take that division in the last game of the season versus the Lions. They didn't win that game. But I was telling you, at some point, the Vikings are going to Viking. And
they did.
The Vikings Vikinged. They were
back
blown out.
Back.
They were blown out.
They just
out.
Killed him. He went from a $40 million quarterback overnight to minus 5 cents.
Yeah, he's got to end up somewhere because J.J. McCarthy's coming back, and it looks like the Vikings are going to stick with their draft pick in J.J. McCarthy.
Well, you got Jones in there, too.
Daniel Jones is going to be the backup. I don't foresee. See, here's the thing about Sam Darnold is Sam Darnold was a guy coming out of college that people thought this guy could actually be an NFL quarterback. I think with Daniel Jones, it was a weird pick when New York picked him. I don't think a lot of people were a fan of the pick. I do think that Daniel Jones is a good backup. He's a good guy to have backing up your quarterback in case of injury. He'll be J.J. McCarthy's backup.
And he can run that system. Perfect.
Yeah, it's that system seems to be built for anybody to step in. I'm wondering if whoever pays Sam Darnold will have buyer's remorse because I'm wondering if that's not a system style quarterback. Although I will say
he is without a doubt.
Yeah, he got into a good system and he had the skill set to take advantage of the system. And J.J. McCarthy, I believe, also has that skill set. So I think there won't be any drop off.
It's really sad, Jeffrey, when you think about it. The guy won 14 damn games this year. And now everybody doesn't remember that he won 14 games. He didn't, but the team did. But he was a QB. Now they only remember him choking. See, that's what they remember. You choking in the big game. That's what you're there for, to win a playoff game. And he couldn't do it. He looked like a joke.
I was looking at this game, and I thought there was a really good chance that, you know, when the pressure's on, when you get into the playoffs and you haven't been there before, as is the case with Sam Darnold, sometimes the lights can shine too bright and you get caught off guard. But I was thinking the possibility was that that's what happened to him in that Lions matchup. And maybe he had learned from that Lions matchup, but the Rams just made him look foolish in that game.
Well, you know, most guys thrive like me. I used to thrive as an athlete off of being in the big show, in the big game. When things are on the line, give me the ball or put me in the main event because I'll sell the son of a gun out. That's what I wanted to do. Put me in those positions. But every time he's put in that position, he chokes. Well, is he a good quarterback? That'll be a good backup. He'll never take you to. He'll never win a Super Bowl.
He got his
not the way he's playing now.
He got his first shot at winning this season with a winning franchise. And I think that the pressure may have gotten to him in those two games. I don't know what's going to happen with Sam Darnold down the road, but I think he deserves another shot to play somewhere. And there will be teams in need of quarterback. And I'm sure he'll land somewhere where he's at least competing for a job after coming off a 14-win season with the Minnesota Vikings. All of these games were lopsided except for one. The Commanders.
What a game.
Yank victory out of the jaws of defeat and kick a game-winning field goal that hits the right upright and bounces through. I mean, it came that close to them having to go to OT.
Eight ball in the left pocket, brother. Boom. That was what if I was Tampa Bay, I would fire that kicker right now. Get your gear. Get your ass right out of the locker room. You're not kicking for the Tampa Bay Bucks any longer. That kicker cost them the game.
The Baker Mayfield looked very disappointed on that sideline. I felt bad for him because he really has stepped up in that position with Tampa Bay. That team's aging, so I don't know how long their window is. Mike Evans, you know, has been in the league for many years, 11 years, I think.
Well, it wasn't because of Mike Evans and Baker they didn't win. I can tell you that.
Absolutely not. But that team was built to win with a good quarterback. Tom Brady came in, got them a Super Bowl win in a couple of seasons, and basically they're at the end of their competitive. Although I must say this, they were down their best weapon in Godwin. So does that make a huge difference in that game? Obviously it does if you got another incredible receiver out there.
Look,
so
all I want to say that the GM of Tampa Bay, go get a damn real kicker.
Who is anymore? I mean, there are a few guys out there that can be counted upon, but kickers are...
What happened to the Adam Vinatieri's of the world?
Well, Adam Vinatieri was a one...
Automatic,
yeah. Man. There are very few guys that are as automatic as Vinatieri, and it used to be
Detroit's pretty close.
Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting to me. There have been a lot of missed field goals throughout the history of the NFL. And I feel like there are some guys, I know the Buffalo kicker from the 90s will never be forgotten.
Bob Norman.
Yeah. But
right.
it just seems like there is quite a few kickers that are not up to the task anymore. And I don't know what the answer is. I think we're just in a weird place where it's sticking out more than usual with the kickers missing. But the NFL also, a big drama unfolded in Dallas when unceremoniously, after saying no to the Bears for an interview with Mike McCarthy, the Cowboys moved on from McCarthy. Jerry Jones is catching a load of crap. They had to. I don't understand why they wouldn't. There's rumors about Jerry Jones talking to Deion Sanders about the position. There's absolutely no way Deion Sanders becomes the coach of the Dallas Cowboys. I think that it's just too much of a, maybe the Cowboys is the answer with a guy like him, because it is just a big show. He's not done anything.
You got to look at it like this. You know, you got Jerry Jones's brand, right? Then you got the Cowboys brand, and then you got Primetime's brand. You got three brands that want to steal the spotlight. Well, put them all together in Dallas and let's see whose ego can win a football game.
Yeah.
He is an ex-Cowboy, and he won the Super Bowl with the Cowboys. So, I mean, hey, he's tried everybody else. Give him a damn chance, man.
It says on the paperwork here that the best fit for coach is Ben Johnson. It sounds to me like that's going to be the coach of the Oakland Raiders now in Las Vegas. I apologize. The Las Vegas Raiders, because it sounds like Tom Brady is very high on Ben Johnson. So they may not have an opportunity to get him. Does he want a job where he's got to go in and have Dak Prescott as his quarterback? Or does he want to go to Vegas where he can make some decisions? I see him going to Vegas if they open up the pocketbook for him. The Patriots hired the guy.
Who I believe is going to come out of, I know that he's saying, I'm not leaving. I'm not going anywhere in North Carolina. But let me tell you something. If he doesn't hire Deion Sanders, I believe that Belichick he'll go to the Cowboys.
I think he's going to likely go to the Jaguars. The Cowboys, obviously.
You think so?
Yes.
Why waste the... He didn't have time to believe me. You're talking about growing old quick. He will with the Jaguars.
He'll have
like
a franchise
82 in 6 months.
He'll have a franchise quarterback. He's shown in the past that he can bring in middling guys and turn them into stars. And he just has he's got a magic wand when it comes to that kind of stuff. If he has a franchise quarterback, once the franchise quarterback's gone, it's over. Vrabel, the new head coach in New England. You're happy about that. I know.
Oh, I think he's one of the greatest head coaches ever.
Yeah.
I mean, the Titans, them dumbasses. Why would you get rid of him? He's a winner.
Yeah. He's headed to New England. He's got a lot of history there. Exciting for them. Interesting to see what happens.
He knows the New England way. He knows the Patriot way. So it's nothing new to him.
Yeah, the rest of the questions here, we got 30 seconds left. Chicago, I think they're going to go with Cliff Kingsbury. New Orleans, hopefully John Gruden. The Jets looks like Rex Ryan. Raiders, Ben Johnson, I believe. Jaguars, I still think Bill Belichick. So maybe the Cowboys need to hire Deion Sanders if that's all that's left. But listen, we'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
We're back on Mouthing Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, Eddie Mansfield.
So, our buddy John Gruden's going to go to New Orleans. That fits him perfect, man. He'll be the main event at Rick's Cabaret, you know, at least twice a week.
I just think his personality fits that city so well. He's Chucky. He's a mean guy. He's, pull him up by your bootstraps kind of guy. And I feel that fits in New Orleans. So hopefully they're able to figure that out. They'll find a quarterback. Don't worry.
Derek Carr is his old boy.
Yeah. And Derek Carr is still a good quarterback. I think that he could definitely continue to utilize Derek Carr, but there are going to be so many quarterbacks available because Kirk Cousins is coming out of Atlanta, most likely. Sam Darnold's out of Minnesota.
That's a perfect fit for Kirk Cousins is Raiders.
Justin Fields may be available out of Pittsburgh because they signed Skylar Thompson, who played for the Dolphins. There's going to be a decent amount of guys that you can pick off the scrap heap and hopefully turn into something. But
I believe that Justin Fields is going to be the next starting quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Why they didn't do it here, I have no idea.
So you think they're going to move on from Russell Wilson?
Oh yeah, he's gone.
Okay,
because he can't win. He can't win. He's just past his prime, man. He's done.
Yeah, the end of that game didn't look very good. They got smoked, and I know Mike Tomlin doesn't like getting smoked, so he definitely needs a change there in Pittsburgh. And quarterback seems to be the place where they need it the most. So let's get into this 2025 draft. Actually, before we get into that, I want to tell you that I took my wife shopping for clothes yesterday and I didn't buy anything for myself. And that's unusual because typically when I go shopping, I always end up with way more stuff than I need because I love to shop, but I don't need to shop for clothes anymore because I know odark30.com. You got to go over there and check it out. If you want to have all of the clothes that you need to look like an American badass, which is the look I'm going for, then you could get it all at odark30.com. And you know I love the boots from over there. So go check out our friends over at odark30.com where tactical meets practical.
You know what's a miracle is? Lenny got you changed from that old frilly little old bathrobe you wore to wearing badass looking clothes. My hat's off to you, Lenny. He looks like a grown-ass man now.
We're going to talk about the 2025 NFL draft. It's way too early.
No, it's not.
No?
Stuff's starting to happen now. They're setting if there's smoke, there's going to be fire. Now, it's starting to blaze a little bit.
So the Tennessee Titans.
Shedeur Sanders, let me tell you. I don't give a damn if Deion's a friend of mine. I don't care if Deion's his daddy or not. He's not. He shouldn't go in the first round. He has no body. He's skinny. He's not that good. He's just really not that good. Only thing he's got going for him is his old man.
Yeah, he did nothing at Colorado. There's all this hype about how they turned Colorado around so fast. I mean, basically, they brought Deion Sanders in, who went into the transfer portal, and on the fact that he's Neon Deion, got all of these kids to come there. They underperformed their coverage because everybody was talking about them. And, you know, they 9-3 this season, fell apart last season. Deion's not ready for prime time yet. So Shadir Sanders, good luck to him. I think he's going to need a position change if he's going to go into the NFL. But that remains to be seen. The team picking first likely is not picking a quarterback. So who do you think they go with?
You know who I would pick if I was a Titans? I would go get that tight end out of Penn State.
America's falling in love with this guy. He is
a
stud.
He's a stud, boy.
Yes. Yeah. He's cool to watch. He just looks like a little dump truck running around out there.
You throw the ball, he'll get the ball.
He'll throw the ball too.
Well, he's 6'5". He's like Brock was, the boy out of Georgia,
yeah,
you know, who led the NFL in catches this past year. I mean, he's no joke. I mean, that's the kind of guy that can really make your quarterback or break him. I mean, ask Tom Brady.
Oh yeah, I mean, there's a history of big tight ends. Ask Patrick Mahomes. You get yourself a franchise tight end, good things can happen.
You got somebody.
The Browns, I'm curious what they do here because I believe they should be picking a quarterback. Are they going to get off the Deshaun Watson roller coaster and go out there and pick somebody to be the heir apparent? I feel bad for whomever they do. The quarterback.
Well, there goes a career if they go to Cleveland. They had the perfect guy that turned that franchise around by the name of Baker Mayfield, and they threw him to the Wolves for Deshaun Watson, who had 23 rape charges against him out of Houston. And what happened there? That guy had done squat. They gave him $230 million. You talking about somebody who ought to be fired is a friggin' idiot that gave him that kind of contract.
Absolutely. It's funny because these two teams in a row, the Browns and the Giants, definitely could use help at quarterback. I'm high on the two quarterbacks that are facing each other for the national championship this coming weekend. And
let's talk about the Browns before you finish them up.
All right.
What the Browns need to do is Myles Garrett. They need to trade him, get him some more picks in the first round, and really load up with offensive guys and defensive guys out of that first round. I mean, because you got some really good guys they could pick if they get high enough. I mean, you look at Abdul Carter. He's an edge rusher out of Penn State. Then you got Mason Graham out of Michigan. He's a DT. And then you got Will Johnson, Michigan, cornerback. Mikael Williams, he's an edge rusher out of the University of Georgia. He can bring it, man. Listen, I mean, those kind of guys that you can replace that Myles Garrett with these guys, but you'll have more of them. You won't have one guy. You'll have three or four. That's, you know, you got to look at what Jimmy Johnson did years ago. I mean, if you go study the draft, he took the Cowboys and traded that Herschel Walker and got 6 number ones for them.
Nobody's ever going to do that again, though. That is
Cleveland could, but they're not smart enough. That's a problem.
But nobody's going to give them the kind of return for him as Minnesota gave for Herschel Walker. It's gone down as history as the worst trade in NFL history. And everybody in the league hopefully learned from that. This Abdul Carter.
Well, it bought Jimmy Johnson 3 Super Bowls.
I know. Abdul Carter is, he wears the number 11 for Penn State, and that tends to be a Hall of Famer in the making. And so LeVar Arrington and Micah Parsons both wore that number, both played the same position. I'm drafting him number 1 overall if I can, because those guys tend to be team changers, and he'd be a great pick for the Browns or the Giants, especially the Patriots. I'm certain if he falls to 4, the Patriots are taking him at 4, and he's going to be a defense changer for sure.
Who do you think the Giants are going to take?
Well, they need a quarterback badly.
Well, you know, They got the money, and if they could get Kirk Cousins, I don't think Cousins will go to New York, but you got Madison Avenue. That's what draws a lot of ballplayers there because they can make millions of dollars, you know, doing commercials and other stuff in New York. But is he willing to come out of that crap he came out of at Atlanta back into something worse?
I think that Kirk Cousins, because of the person that he is, you know, he's a very humble Christian. He's not a New York guy. It would be a disaster for him to go to New York. I think what New York needs to do is draft a kicker with their number three pick and continue to vie for the number one overall pick and be ready for Arch when the Arch show comes to New York. Because the last time they had success, there was a Manning under center. And I feel like that's the spark that the Giants need.
Oh, man. And, you know, Lenny, I'm sorry. I know you're listening, but, you know, he hates Giant fans. And so I see that. But it's okay. I mean, you kept that stupid. I don't understand how come they kept the head coach.
I don't hate Giants fans.
He can't win if he tried.
I don't hate Giants fans. I was saying I think absolutely the Giants should be trying to get another Manning under center. They got two Super Bowls out of the last one they got.
Eli was a good one.
Yeah.
And but Archie's going to be better than both of them.
And I mean, they could win Super Bowls. I mean, Eli Manning, 2-0 against Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. The Jaguars are the most interesting here because if they can get Travis Hunter, that's a no-brainer for me.
I don't know if I'd waste my I just don't think he's a number one guy. That's me. I don't believe he's... He played both ways. I just don't. But now he was with boys in college football. Now he's going to the men league.
Yeah,
I don't think he could hold up. He's not big enough.
They could use some help. They need someone to catch Trevor Lawrence's pass. They need offensive linemen. I don't know that there's an offensive lineman that you would take with the number five pick overall.
Not in the first round. No,
but I'm sure.
Who are they need? They need a good running back in Jacksonville as well.
Yeah, running backs.
Aston Jannetty. I don't know if he's going to be a great running back in the pros, but people always said that about, you know, Thurman Thomas and Barry Sanders and all these other guys. They said, he's not really a pro. Yeah, he is a real pro.
I feel like running backs are, pick one out of Alabama, you'll be fine. Just whoever's running for Alabama, take them. You're going to be fine. So they could pick whoever was out of the backfield.
It used to be in Alabama to pick that. Saban is no longer there. This is the last year you better grab Saban's ball player.
Yes, that's what I was saying, is that this is still his guys coming out of Alabama. So I'd say I can't even remember who was the running back in Alabama this year. But whoever it was, Jacksonville, take him at number five and load up on linemen because you've got to save that kid from getting his head broken. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
IBM will become the official global partner of UFC, the world's premier mixed martial arts organization. Together, IBM and UFC are pioneering a product to revolutionize analytics and information in live sports. This includes unique insights and advanced analysis of live bouts, fighter tendencies, projections of possible outcomes, and method of victory, all of which will be engineered to update in real-time on-screen data. This partnership marks a pivotal win, not only for UFC and IBM, but also for fans around the world who will experience the sport in a whole new way. Sponsored by IBM.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Lowe's knows how to help make your Super Bowl 59 party a touchdown. Let us help you prep your home to host with top brands like Charbroil, Blackstone, and LG so you can be the MVP of game day. Plus, use the Lowe's app to find what you need for a seamless shopping run. Or huddle up with our Lowe's Red Vest associates to help make all your game time hosting decisions.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Now then, all over the world.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Hey, I just want to put a disclaimer. Jeff or myself did not pick these movies. It's coming up. As some jock sniffer picked those movies, and I'm going to leave it at that.
Well, I will say this. There are some legitimately good best athlete movie cameos on this list, and I wouldn't necessarily have them in the order that they're in, but I will give the guy credit. He put together a good list of cameos. So these are the all-time best athlete movie cameos. And number 10 is Derek Jeter in The Other Guys, Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
They were preventing him. Mark Wahlberg shoots Jeter to prevent him from playing Game 7 of the World Series. It's funny. The movie's funny. And I don't really remember that so much from that movie, but I'm taking their word for it.
That's about as funny as Derek Jeter's ever been.
Well, he's not a funny guy. He's a serious guy and a playa. And so he's not known for his comedy. But Brett Favre and There's Something About Mary is number 9. And although Brett didn't
with
really...
Cameron Diaz, of course.
Yeah.
You know, that's when she was hot.
Yeah, he didn't really do anything in this movie except for be Brett Favre, but I did get a kick out of Ben Stiller not being able to pronounce his name. He says, "What's Brett Favre doing here?" Lance Armstrong in Dodgeball, a true underdog story. Great movie. Not a really memorable cameo. He's a number 8. I'd swap those two for sure. Dale Earnhardt in a great movie, Talladega Nights, The Ballad of Ricky Bobby. I love that movie.
Yeah, one of the best. I mean, that's too low down, man. I mean, that was a great, great. You're talking about really doing a NASCAR movie that was tongue-in-cheek, but great. They did it. That was a great movie.
Absolutely. That was a phenomenal movie. Love. Will Ferrell never disappoints me. Everything he does makes me laugh. Michael Irvin in The Longest Yard remake. Not a fan of
Joke.
That movie.
Horrible. Yeah.
I'm putting that at number 10.
You can't remake. They had Goldberg in it, had Michael, you know, all them guys in there. Let me tell you something. The Longest Yard is kind of like redoing, you know, Patrick Swayze and all them and, you know, in the bar fight. You know, you can't redo that kind of stuff. You know, you just leave it alone already. Hollywood shit. You already killed it.
Come up with something new already. This is
well, they can't do that. No. They can only copy.
I was unaware of this one, but I'm going to go back and watch it to see. Hines Ward was in The Dark Knight Rises.
Oh yeah, big time. They had him coming out. I can remember this. They had him coming out like a video game, really, and he was in the Steelers colors and all that stuff. I mean, it's pretty good. He didn't say nothing, but he looked great.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's kind of the best thing to do in the Brett Favre situation as well. Be in a cool movie and don't have to act, because most of these guys are not great actors. Lee Trevino and Happy Gilmore, phenomenal. That may be, I like number 1 in this one, But this may take number two for me. There's going to be in this top four, I'm flip flopping some of them, but I can't disagree with any of them.
I mean, the next one with Dan Marino. I mean, that's Ace Ventura's got to be one of the best of all time, brother. Yes. I mean, that's a lot of fun. Yeah, watching a dude like that.
Dan Marino, The great movies. Dan Marino, who, if I'm not mistaken, was one of the people that was tricked by Ray Finkel or Captain Einhorn. But very funny. We skipped Mike Tyson in The Hangover.
That was a good one, too. He had some of the greatest lines that Tyson did.
Yeah.
Remember him knocking them dudes out?
Yes. He's great. Mike Tyson is also someone who never disappoints. Whatever they put him in, he makes me laugh. He's very good. What really, I would say Lee Trevino, Mike Tyson, and what comes in number one, 1A, 1B, and 1C, in my opinion. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in Airplane. I can't argue with it.
You cannot not vote Airplane in.
Why?
That's one of the greatest things of all time, those movies.
you tell your dad to carry Walton and Lambeer up and down the court on their back. Very, very good. I know I've butchered that quote, but you all know what I'm talking about. Very good stuff. You were asking me what my favorite sports movie was before the show. It was a hard thing to come up with. There's so many great movies, but I'd have to say Major League is my favorite because I'm a baseball guy. Baseball was good. I also like the movie Goon, which is a hockey movie.
I'm a baseball fanatic. You know that?
Yeah.
You know who I love? Bull Durham.
That's also a good one.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah, I just think that Major League is a legitimately funny comedy with legitimately funny scenes, and it's an all-time great. I love the movie Goon, too, which doesn't get as much credit as those others, but it's the kid that played Stifler in the American Pie movies, and he basically is a bouncer at a bar that can punch people out. So he gets brought into his local low-level hockey team to be the enforcer, and he can't skate. So all he does is go out there and punch people in the face. And it's a good one if you haven't seen it.
Well, that's for wrestling fans only.
Yeah, but you think of the history of sports movies with Hoosiers, Friday Night Lights. What's the movie about the Marshall team? Was it We Are Marshall?
Oh, I don't know what they. That was a tragedy. That's nothing. I've never made a movie about that, but it's. I don't know what they call it.
The you brought up a great one in The Blind Side. There's so many good sports movies. I told you also if I was going with serious movies, I'd have to go with. Any Given Sunday, which was a really cool movie for its time. If you want to count The Last Boy Scout as a sports movie, because it does revolve around football, that's one of my favorite movies of all time.
Still, the original Longest Yard is a badass movie.
Oh, yeah. Great movie.
They don't get better than that.
Oh, see, this is the thing. The Natural. There's so many good sports movies.
I love The
movies.
Natural, too.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not crazy about the guy who played The Natural.
Yeah.
But Burt Reynolds, he's funnier than a stitch, man.
Oh, yeah. Burt Reynolds is funny in so many things, even towards the end of his career.
I mean, just very, very talented.
He played the guy that owned the strip club in My Name is Earl. Very funny. Norm MacDonald was his kid who basically acted like Burt Reynolds, which was hilarious, too. But, yeah, sports movies, always fun to talk about. It'll never get old. We're going to jump over to the WWE now, though, Eddie. And I haven't seen this news, but why don't you break it here?
For you.
All right, let's hear it.
TKO, the board of directors are looking to fire Triple H and replace him with two guys, The Rock and the Wise Man, Paul Heyman. I told you.
You did.
Triple H, but I told you that you better watch Paul Heyman, didn't I?
You did. You said that. And Triple H is a beloved guy in that outfit. And it's disappointing.
Yeah, but he's done a hell of a job. Why would you want to get rid of him?
Not only has he done a hell of a job, but you just had to move on from an icon in the sport. And Triple H is the exact opposite of what you had to get rid of that guy for. All of the ladies of wrestling love Triple H. They say things have never been better for women in the sport since he's taken over. And, you know, The Rock is a huge name. He brings audiences that aren't necessarily wrestling audiences to the table.
Yeah, but he can't book his ass. And so
isn't that what Heyman's going to do, though? This.
You got to be able to not hand a 98-page script in every week. You can't do that. You got to have, you know, really talented people to be a puppeteer. And you got to know, and I'm one of the best in the business right here, you're listening to. But I can tell you what, late breaking news. Vince McMahon is starting his own new wrestling federation. And I believe that's why that they're trying to get rid of Triple H. Well, it's kind of like Brer Rabbit. What is his name? Brer Rabbit?
Yeah.
They threw in the briar patch.
Yeah.
Well, you just threw Triple A in the briar patch with Vince.
I know.
Well, that's his father-in-law. I mean, he don't really care. You're the one that's going to lose. He's going to go and help Vince be the best in the world again.
What I've been reading is that Vince is looking to take over TNA wrestling, which would be a major coup. Already has a television contract. What it desperately needs.
Contract.
Huh?
TNA has, they don't have a contract.
TNA? Yeah, they're on TV.
Where?
I can't remember, but I've watched them on TV, so I know they are. It's not, I don't think it's a major network, but it's.
No. Are you sure? Need to take them over.
I think they're on TBS and TNT.
No,
that's AEW. Right. TNA is on TV. And listen, if you've watched TNA in the past, what they could really use is a guy like Vince, who's going to take the production up to the next level, although their television production's pretty good. But they already have a star there that he could build to be his Hulk Hogan of TNA. Yeah.
Who they got?
Oh, I can't remember his name, Eddie.
He's not a next Hulk Hogan if you can't remember him.
Well, nobody knew who Hulk Hogan was when Vince brought him in and made him huge.
Didn't take him long, but 6 months later, the whole world knew.
No, yeah. I mean, that's the thing is that they took a guy who was obviously coming up in the business and they built basically Joe Hendry is the guy that I was reading that would be the guy that Vince could build around.
Well, that name won't ever draw you two knobs of gold. No,
they'll have to change his name for sure.
Joe Hendry sounds like the plumber.
Joe Hendry's not exactly the best name for a wrestler.
No.
But
bring in the plumber. Okay, ring the bell. The plumber's coming in. And I ain't talking about Dusty Rhodes, the son of a plumber. I mean, he could only hope he had half the charisma of Dusty Rhodes. I mean, come on, man. TNA is a joke. He don't need to buy a bunch of horses' asses when he can have horses. I mean, you don't need to do that.
I don't know.
You just go, put your sign up, get your rings going. I mean, he's only worth $10 billion, Vince McMahon. He can afford that.
It's already built. It's already ready for a takeover and to make awesome. So I would say that either way it goes, though, Vince is going to be successful.
Well, you know, Vince has had a relationship with my friend at USA Network for years. Who you think did the deals? Vince did for all the SmackDown deals and all this other stuff at USA Network. Well, he's going to call her up and say, look, I got to... Because I know I did the same thing with another federation that I could have got on USA Network, but they wanted to get paid for the first few shows and they wouldn't do it. You got to pull a rating. And Vince knows that. See, Vince has a track record with USA Network, and I believe he's going to go back to them. Yeah, I just told you who the Jabroni of the Week was. That's the TKO board of directors trying to fire none other than Triple H, one of the best minds in the business besides myself. And I can tell you one thing is that Vince will be more than happy to take his son-in-law into his fold. All you're doing is, I told you that Paul Heyman would get him, didn't I? I told you.
You did. Hey, we'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World. Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
All over the world.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, Eddie Mansfield.
I just gotta tell you, I hate it worse than anything because I know how to book wrestling. And I'm probably one of the best in the business at doing that. At Liv Morgan, the office, which is Heyman and all them other ass-kissers in the office at WWE, they're going towards Rhea Ripley. And Rhea is a short-term drawing money. Liv's long-term all the time drawing money. And I'm just telling you ahead of time that next time Rhea wrestles Liv Morgan, Rhea's going to beat her 1-2-3 in the middle of the ring. Mark my word.
So it sounds to me like wherever Vince ends up, he's going to have Liv Morgan, Triple H, Stephanie. He's going to bring the band back together.
They signed Liv to a multi-million-dollar deal, you know, and she'll be with the WWE, but, you know, something, Vince, he can make it really tough on you.
Yeah, I mean, the WWE has been in desperate need of a legitimate competitor, and how crazy would it be is if the person to finally step up and challenge the WWE for the first time in a long time was Vince McMahon, the guy synonymous.
Vince is going to bring in, Triple H, Stephanie, Shane O'Mac. I mean, he'll bring all the other people in that already, he knows how to build that. Let me tell you something. My hands are off. What that guy achieved in professional wrestling is unheard of. I mean, that's how good he is. I mean, Vince is better than good. I'm just telling you. He's that damn good.
Whatever sauce he has, it works because I know that
he's outworking and outsmarting everybody. Let me tell you something. He only sleeps for 4 hours a night.
So he's
and
on
that guy,
something.
He don't play. I mean, he's bringing bear.
Yeah, it's. I'm excited.
Well, he's with blondes the other night. You know, the other hours he should be sleeping, he's up with young blondes all night. But that's okay. I love that.
Don't do that again, Vince. I got you in trouble last time. Well, Eddie, fun show as always. Love spending the time with you every week, but we got to go, so tell them goodbye.
I'm Jeff Taylor. This is the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield, saying see you next week.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.